It was another ugly day on Wall Street, and some folks are actually saying, recession? It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 25th day of February. Thanks, as always, for being with us. The White House says now is a good time to buy stocks. Chinatowns around the world are emptying out. The three companies that really own the grocery aisle while you think you're getting choice. We'll check on the markets and just where are those hot job markets today. We'll share that story with you. Also today, a very personal story about a debilitating disability, business, and the relief that comes from medical cannabis. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, for the second day in a row, the stock market took a beating with the Dow off by nearly 900 points. Yesterday, it closed down by over 1,000 points. It's enough for some, to start saying the recession word. As coronavirus cases spread across Asia and Europe, only some of the multiple indicators investors use to monitor recession signals are flashing red, implying the frail global economy may not be necessarily headed towards a contraction. It's way too early to be sure, however. The outbreak is still continuing to spread, and key data points for February are still unavailable. What's more, forecasting global recessions is tricky because most countries can't match U.S. data for its breadth. It's also rare for the world's economy to actually shrink. Prior to 2008-2009, that only happened once, and that was back in 1990 and 1991. Still, as we watch companies like American Airlines, who today threw out their projected financial guidance for the year, it's hard not to consider some contraction. But then again, nobody's quite sure where this is all going. Meanwhile, in what may have been a tone-deaf response to the coronavirus outbreak, White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said that the U.S. economy is strong enough to withstand the coronavirus. And that is a day after he said investors should buy in the dip, meaning now is a good time to invest. Mind you, thousands of people have contracted the virus, there's no vaccine, thousands have died, and nobody knows the depths of the issue. However, it seems business must move on. After-hours trading saw Disney stock sink by 2.5%. The reason was the sudden departure of the company CEO, Bob Iger. Iger will remain executive chairman of Disney through the end of 2021. That's according to the company. Iger has been instrumental in making Disney a significant player in the streaming space with the launch of Disney Plus. You know, last week we had a story about how many Asians are feeling the brunt of outward hostility when it comes to how they're being treated due to the Asian influence regarding the coronavirus. That has also hurt businesses based in the many Chinatowns across the globe. Once busy with tourists and people flocking to restaurants, many now resemble ghost towns. Bloomberg is reporting that at 99 Flavor Taste, that's a popular hotspot and barbecue restaurant on Grand Street in Lower Manhattan in New York, that customers typically have to wait at least half an hour on weekdays to get a table. That, according to store manager Echo Wu, says it's not happening. Now they get seated right away and booths are empty, while weekend customers are down by a third. The majority of customers are typically foreigners rather than Chinese, and Wu believes irrational fear is keeping people away. One customer, the other day, telephoned ahead to check if the food wasn't imported directly from China. The same story is playing out in Toronto, San Francisco, and in Sydney, Australia. people are avoiding not only Chinese restaurants, but any Asian outlet. You know, when you walk down the aisle of your favorite grocery store, you're confronted by hundreds, if not thousands, of brand choices, right? Well, the interesting thing is that there are about three companies that control nearly everything you see. Unilever, Procter & Gamble, and Colgate-Palmolive are three of the biggest consumer goods conglomerates in the world. In a new report, the Economic Liberties Project delves into the illusion of choice. That's their words. Basically, the fact that across industries, a handful of corporations control the majority of products, brands, and services. It ranges from cereals, beers, snacks, to car rental services, hotels, and even, eyeglasses. We might think that all of the brands that we're looking at are competing for our dollars, but in reality, says the report, much of the dollars spent are going into a handful of companies. Now, to be sure, there's nothing particularly nefarious about companies like Unilever owning a ton of brands, but it's something that consumers just don't realize. And especially in an age where an increasing number of people are trying to be more conscious of their purchasing choices, like looking out for natural or local brands, all of this news gets to be kind of, jarring. You might think the money you spend on a pint of Cherry Garcia is going to Bernie Sanders-loving Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield up in Vermont. But it's actually going to London-based Unilever, which clocked over $50 billion in revenue last year across more than 100 brands. Corporate consolidation and monopolies aren't the most headline-grabbing issues, but they're really present in our everyday lives. The idea is the more competitors there are in a space, the more pressure there is to keep prices down and the quality of a product or service high. But because of how antitrust laws have been enforced, or rather really not enforced, in recent decades, competition has declined and fewer players have been allowed to dominate. Even though, as the illusion of choice shows, people don't even realize it. But now you do. The rout on Wall Street continued today as the Dow was down by nearly 900 points. Meanwhile, the 10-year Treasury yield hit a record low. Comments from health officials warning of a possible outbreak in the United States spooked investors, causing a turnaround in the stocks, which had opened the day higher. The Dow closed down 879 points, or 3.1%, at 27,081, after being up by more than 180 points at one point shortly after the open. S&P 500 slid 3% to 3128, while the NASDAQ fell 2.8% to 8965. Traders kept an eye on the bond market, which pointed to slower economic growth around the world. The 10-year Treasury yield traded at 1.33%, hitting an all-time low. The drop in yields pushed bank stocks lower. Bank of America fell by more than 5%, while J.P. Morgan Chase closed 4.5% lower. Citigroup and Wells Fargo declined by 4.3% and 2.7%, respectively. Lower rates could hit bank profit margins, and that's what everybody's worried about. And it's just Tuesday. And finally, there is this, and we're talking about the hot job markets out there. The tech industry has helped propel two southern U.S. cities into being the best job markets of last year. Austin, that's Austin, Texas, again took the top spot in the Wall Street Journal's annual ranking. Nashville, Tennessee jumped to the number two spot, up from seventh place in 2018. Regions were evaluated based on employment, labor force, jobs, and wages. In Austin's case, Apple is building a $1 billion campus to grow its existing 7,000 workers, and Amazon is also building a campus in Nashville with plans to hire 5,000 workers, just in case you're looking. Coming up, and just a click away, the very interesting and personal story about disability, business recognition, and medical cannabis. Put those together and you get Robert Louis Lewis in a very, very candid interview. One of only four or five that has come out of the thousands I've done in the past 12 years. Robert Louis Lewis, coming up next.